range from fear of spiders, clowns, and woods at night, to fear of knees, hands, the Pope, chopsticks, even books. The list is endless. Aside from the obvious symptoms, listed below are some of the things that can occur when anxiety is present. Individuals can experience these symptoms, being completely unaware that it is related at all to anxiety. Regardless of which anxiety type you have, here is a list of some things that happen to the body when anxiety is present. Sleeping problems. Hands or feet can be cold or sweaty. Shortness of breath. Heart palpitations and increased heart rate. Numbness or tingling in the hands or feet. Nausea. Dizziness. Dry mouth. The exact causes of anxiety are unknown, but it is believed that it can be caused by a combination of changes in the brain, environmental factors, and stress. Chapter 2. Types of Anxiety. As mentioned before, it is important to know which type of anxiety you suffer from, so that you can know the symptoms, how it functions, and how it messes with the simplest of things in your life. Generalized Anxiety Disorder. This type of anxiety is described as exaggerated and excessive worry about everyday life events, without an obvious reason for the worry. Those who suffer from this type of anxiety tend to expect terrible things to happen, and find it extremely difficult to keep from worrying about health, money, family, work, and their relationships. The worry that individuals suffer is usually unrealistic and out of proportion to the situation. Daily life becomes heavy and difficult. These thoughts can dominate an individual's thinking and significantly interferes with work performance, social life, and relationship stability. Common symptoms: excessive and constant worry and tension. An unrealistic view of obstacles or problems. Restlessness, feeling always on edge. Irritability, trembling. Muscle tension. Frequent headaches. Sweating. Difficulty concentrating. Nausea. Fatigue. Insomnia. Being easily startled. The need to urinate frequently. Causes. Genetics. If you have a family history of anxiety, it is usually common for it to be passed down to you. You most likely have a parent or grandparent that has suffered from anxiety, meaning it runs in the family. Brain chemistry. A chemical imbalance could be another cause of anxiety. When there is an abnormal function of certain nerve cell pathways that connect particular brain regions that are involved with thinking and emotion, it can highly affect how an individual behaves. These connections depend on chemicals called neurotransmitters. When there is a lack of these chemicals, it can cause symptoms that accompany anxiety or even depression, meaning that your brain just doesn't work. Environmental factors. Anxiety could also be linked to traumatic events that have happened in an individual's life. Events like abuse, the death of a loved one, divorce, or a change in life like getting married, having children, moving, or the end of the world. GAD can worsen in periods of stress. For instance, the use or withdrawal from addictive substances, the use of alcohol or stimulants, and nicotine can worsen the effects of anxiety. Social Anxiety Disorder. Those who suffer from this type of anxiety tend to get extremely nervous about what they might do or say in front of others or their social circle even. They tend to avoid and have an unrealistic fear of public speaking and general social interactions. Those who suffer this type of anxiety are more prone to being agoraphobic and fear to leave their house. They tend to enjoy spending most of their time at home, in their bedroom, or any place that no one will see or speak to them. Symptoms: emotional instability and feelings of nervousness before any social event. Worry and fear that something bad will happen during social interaction. Blushing, sweating, and feeling shaky. Increased heart rate. Difficulty concentrating. The cause of social